thinking just the last couple of days, actually a few things have been said to me from people just to talk to me about different things. And it's kind of made me stop and kind of reflect on what it is, what's our expectation for the things that Christ has planned for our lives. And what's my expectation? What is my expectation for the plans that Jesus has for me? Do my expectations, are they anywhere near what his plans are? Are my expectations for my plans anywhere near what his plans are? Is my mind even on the same page as his, as far as his plans for my life? You know, here in the body of Christ in this country, you've heard me for years. I mean, I'll be the first one to tell you words of encouragement, words of hope. I do believe that these promises are for us. And I do believe that we overcome and can because he's provided overcoming victory for us in everything. So I do believe that we can walk in victory over sickness, over finances, over depression, over addictions, over family issues, whatever the things are. I believe that we have the victory in Jesus Christ. And I believe that he's given us and provided that victory. But in our country, sometimes we look at it and we focus in our culture as Christians. We tend to focus only on receiving those things that he has for us. Now, I freely admit and I'm thankful beyond measure. Thank you, Jesus, for the truth that you have provided victories for us in every area of our life. But our tendency is to focus on only receiving those victories and not really understanding that he gives those things to us freely and out of love for us. He gives those things freely. However, I need to be aware that all of these promises are mine, and all of these promises are mine that I can apply to my life, but it's just not for me to consume those things with an ungrateful heart and just presume to take those things and consume those things upon myself without becoming and doing and being what Christ has called me to be. There are victories in your life and victories in my life. And he gives us those victories because he loves us. But he also has a plan for our lives. And his plan includes me walking in victory so I can be an overcomer so that I can accomplish and do the things that he has designated and established for me to do in this lifetime. Because there's things he's called me and there's things he's called you to do that he didn't call someone else to do. He has plans for your life, as he has plans for my life. And I want to accomplish those plans. Now, he's given us everything that we need for this life. Everything that pertains to this life, he has already provided that for us. Thank you. We walk in that. And so we have health. We have the finances. We have freedom from addictions. We have victories over the emotional distresses. Or whatever it is that is your problem, or whatever it is that is causing you today to be fearful, worried, concerned, anxious. He's got victories for you. Embrace those victories. And as you embrace those victories, also have the mindset, I'm becoming more of the man or woman of God that he's called me to be so that I can do and accomplish the things that he's set before me to do, that he's set before me to accomplish. There's things that he has prepared for you to do to advance his kingdom. And all the power of all the victories, yes, it's for us and it's because he loves us, but it's also so that we can, in his strength, in his victories, we can accomplish those things to his glory, that our lives can bring glory to the name of Jesus. We should bring glory in all that we do, bring glory to the name of Jesus. So let me go back to my original premise. What is the plan that God has for us in our lives today? What is his plan for your life today? Because he does have a plan. Do I realize that plan? Very familiar verse, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11. In the King James it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." This is talking about what he has given. Let me read that again. "For I know my thoughts." Jesus knows the things he's thinking about you and thinking about your life. "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil." I've got good thoughts for you. And here's the key. "To give you an expected end." There's, in other words, plans that he has for your life. Now, when you read that verse in other versions, for example, in the Amplified Bible, you read that verse and it says, "I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." All of this is making clear that the Lord has plans for your life. Plans for you. Am I aware of what His plans are for my life? Am I aware of the Lord's plans for... Do I have a clue? Now, we're not going to see all of it. We're not going to see all of it. But there should be an expectation that I'm going to know the direction He's sending me and have an idea of what His plans are for my life. And I certainly want to make sure that I am walking in that direction. Now, the more that I'm walking in that direction and the more that I start to see that fulfilled, the more I'm going to see, the more it's going to be revealed to me. If we read what Paul tells us, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as he's been talking about love and operating in the love of God. Let me read this from the Amplified Bible. Verse number 9. So this is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9. For our knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. My knowledge, my knowing, I can live my whole life, and He can teach me every single day, and I still won't have full knowledge because of this flesh. I just simply will not be able to understand, comprehend, or take in all. That's just too much for the natural mind, for this flesh to be able to absorb and understand. I will continue to learn and grow. But as Paul says, our knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. Now, he's teaching us all the time, but this is the limitations of the flesh that we live in. Now, we will know all things once we are separated from this flesh. He says, our knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. And our prophecy, our teaching, is fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. Prophecy also means that ability to see things ahead. We know from John chapter 16, verse number 13, that part of the role of the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Prophecy is seeing things. It's getting a glimpse. It's the Holy Spirit giving you a glimpse of things that are coming so that you can see some things and plan for those things. All of these things are so that we can fulfill, walk into, and complete the plans that God has for our lives. To know His plan as best as we can. I may not know the entire plan, but I can still know the plan. You understand the difference? I can know the plan. It doesn't mean I have to know everything. I can still know what the plan is. I may not be able to understand all of it, but I know what the plan is. This is what He wants for us. And you know what? This is what we should want for ourselves. Because I will never feel contentedness in my daily life until I am fulfilling the plan that God has for my life. Do you feel contentedness in your life? In what you're doing today, do you feel content? Maybe you need to know more precisely what the plan is that God has for your life. If you're not content, probably you're not entirely on the pathway that you need to be. Maybe you're on a side path, but you need to get on that path for that plan that He has for you. Again, He's got a specific plan. I know the thoughts and the plans. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. He's got good plans for you. Plans that will bless you as you are a blessing. Plans that will bless you as you are advancing the kingdom, as you're being obedient and doing what He's called you to do. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. There's an expected end. And you feel a sense of contentedness and accomplishment when you are accomplishing those things that God has called you to do. It is so easy to get off course. And the world that we live around and just the flesh that we live in, which is always at odds with the Word of God and with the things of God, the things of the flesh, the things of the world will take us easily, if we're not careful, will take us off that pathway. What are the plans that God has for you? You know, one of the things that this is just relevant in my life because I heard somebody talking about this recently. Probably all of us at some point or another have taken those personality tests. And don't misunderstand me. I think personality tests are fine. It's very helpful for me. I think the best place for personality tests are like in marriage seminars and things like that. Because personality tests show you where you're at right now, show you what your personality is right now. And you can see the traits of your personality. You can see by learning about the personality that you fit into, and all the different personality tests have four different kinds. So you find out which of those you tend to be highest in and what your other ones are, and you find out what those tendencies are and what things, given your personality, what things you excel at, what things are detrimental to you, what things you respond well to, how you don't respond well when people interact. It shows you how to interact with people. Now, it's really beneficial if you can then see what your spouse is and see you, and you can say that, oh, I tend to want, my personality wants this, and so I respond to this. But that's not how their personality responds. So it helps you see and better understand how you can relate to and be all that your spouse needs you to be. See, that's where I think those personality tests are helpful. I think personality tests are helpful in us seeing where we're at right now so we can better understand how to relate to other people effectively. It's not about me. It's about how I, knowing me, how I can better be used by God to touch other people. I think a lot of times those personality tests, and here's where they become a danger, I think. A lot of times those personality tests, and please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying they're bad. We just have to be cautious. A lot of time personality tests, what they do is they tell you that this is your personality. And so if this is your personality, then maybe you shouldn't be doing this, but you should be doing this instead because this is what your personality is. Well, there's a couple of flaws in that simple logic. The first thing is God created me. He knows my personality. It's not, I need to first of all know what his plans are for me, not what I think are the plans that best fit into my personality. Because God's plans may be different than what a personality test says of my personality. I took a personality test the first time when I was in my 20s. I'm in my mid-50s now. So there's a 30-year difference. I guarantee you, well, I know for a fact. If I look at what my personality, how my personality came out when I was in my 20s and how it comes out now, there's a difference. Because we change, we grow. This is the process. Yes, our personalities are the same, but we have little bits of all those personalities. And as we go through life and we do the things that God says, God does change and not alter us, but he develops certain aspects of our personality to accomplish the things that he's called us to do. Our personalities do develop. And we can see that throughout the Bible. You see that there is an ongoing development. Even that same chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. Now that I become a man, I've done away with childish things and I put them aside. He's saying that there was a process, there was a development that took place. We develop in our personalities and in who we are as we go through life. And if you take a personality test, all that's doing is giving you a glimpse of who you are at that moment, right at that moment. But that can change. I don't want to be locked into setting the rest of my life based on what a personality test tells me is my personality right now. I want to know, God, what do you have for me? Because first of all, I want to be obedient to what you have. I want to follow the plan that you have. And if your plan puts me on a path that maybe this test says is not my strength right now, that just means that you're going to develop me in those areas that I need to be developed. You're going to continue to grow me in those areas to make me the man of God that you want me to be, that I can accomplish your will. But if I have the mindset that says, well, my personality test says, or, you know, my personality is this, you can even set the tests aside. We kind of know who we are. And it's easy for us to say, well, this is who I am. And so because this is who I am, I really shouldn't do this. Well, yes, as you are right now, but are you planning on growing? Did you plan on becoming static at this point in your life and never growing and never changing? You might know what you are right now. Listen, I've seen firsthand, God has had me most of the time that I've been doing things in my life. Most of the responsibilities that I have had. In fact, for the last 30-some years, basically from the time I graduated college, every job that I've had has not been the job that my personality, if you took a personality test, you would not say, well, this is probably the perfect place for him. It's usually the opposite. Why is that? That's because God has plans for me, and he will strengthen me, and he will grow me, and he will help me to become the man that I need to be to accomplish what he has, because he wants to grow me. We need to know what the plans are, what God's plans are for our lives. And we'll look at this tomorrow. But listen to him. Listen to him and find out what are his plans for you. His plans for you today, his plans for you down the road. Because if you're not feeling content in your life, I would say there's a really good possibility that you're not on the pathway. Maybe you're on a side path, but we want to get you on that. Maybe you're on a parallel path or a side, you know, a side route. We want to get you on that direct route that God has for you so that you can be doing the things that he's called you to do and accomplishing the things that he has set forth for you to do that he's called you to and not someone else.